This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex communities. QNN. QNN.
Welcome to QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. The showdown is on. The ACT government is going ahead with territory legislation for equal marriage, and Attorney General George Brandis has announced the federal government will launch a challenge in the High Court. The ACT's law is certain to pass the Legislative Assembly this month with the support of every Labor MP and the Greens member. Gay couples will begin marrying in December, but face the possibility of having their unions crushed if the High Court finds the law is inconsistent with the Federal Marriage Act.
It is disappointing that the Commonwealth believe they should try to have the ACT law struck down. That is a matter of much regret. This law is capable of concurrent operation with the Commonwealth law.
That's ACT Attorney General Simon Corbell speaking to the ABC. Chief Minister Katie Gallagher says the law was drafted to avoid inconsistency with the Marriage Act. She's denied a request to delay the bill by Mr. Brandis, who says it would be distressing for gay couples to have their marriages invalidated.
Air carrier Jetstar has been forced to apologise and launch an investigation after a passenger's bag was defaced at Perth Airport. The stay-at-home father of two tweeted he was utterly disgusted after he found his suitcase with the words "I am gay" scrawled across the front when he retrieved it from the luggage carousel. A Jetstar spokesperson has confirmed the airline apologised and has launched a thorough investigation. Meanwhile, the passenger has said he doesn't want anybody to lose their job over the incident.
Overseas, and a gay rights rally in St. Petersburg has ended in violence after a crowd of 200 religious and conservative protesters clashed with pro-gay activists. The scuffles come as Russian lawmakers prepare to debate a bill to remove the children of gay parents.
The first British MP to come out as gay has revealed that a newspaper agreed not to publish details about his HIV status for almost 2 years. Lord Chris Smith of Finsbury has told of how he made a deal with the editor of the Sunday Times in 2003 to give them an exclusive on the story if they agreed not to publish until he was completely ready. Shannon Power from Living Positive Victoria's Enough HIV Stigma campaign says the former British MP's struggle shows HIV positive people still face discrimination on a daily basis.
It goes to show that even someone in a very prominent public position is afraid to speak out because there is still that stigma in our society. But we know that people can live very normal lives being HIV positive, but that stigma that exists in society can prevent people from being tested, and we need to end the stigma in order for people to be more open about their status and to feel more comfortable in society.
Coming up, Britney Spears has revealed what she really thinks of gay people in a recent interview. Matt will have all the details after QNN Sport with Tanya Lewis.
Russian athletes from the World Out Games in Antwerp are standing up against Russia's anti-gay laws by taking part in the No Hate campaign. And the US Olympic Committee has announced that it will now be including sexual orientation in its non-discrimination policy. The committee has amended its code of conduct due to Russia's anti-LGBT climate at the upcoming Winter Olympics in Sochi.
Thanks, Tanya. Staying with QNN Sport, and gay featherweight boxer Orlando Cruz has lost his bid to win a world title after being dealt a KO by Orlando Salido in 7 rounds in Las Vegas. The Puerto Rican boxer, who came out last year, wore rainbow shorts for the fight in a show of support for the LGBTI communities.
It's Britney, bitch.
And before we go, the gay community is divided over comments made by pop icon Britney Spears in which she described gay people as adorable. Britney was being interviewed on San Francisco radio when the hosts asked her if she had a group of gays that influenced her.
You know, a lot of my hairstylists and my beauty team that I work with are gay, so I hang out with gays a lot, and I just think they're absolutely thrilling and adorable and hilarious.
Whoops, we did it again. That's the latest from QNN. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman. We'll have more news for you next week.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers, that was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.